live in.
Oh, hang on, sorry. So this is my this is myself and Margaret,
Lynn,
and Brenda,
here at the John Betjeman Centre. Okay.
Well, my cousin went to live in North Wales, and he went to work down the pit. And when he came home on holiday, he always had this very strong Welsh accent. And he was brought up in Weybridge, you see, so my mother used to get so cruel. And I said to her, hang on a minute, you did the same thing. She said, what do you mean? You came down from, she lived in, brought up in Camelford until she was 14, came down here in the service, and I said, you don't speak like a Camelford maid. I said, you speak, you know, you say she, and they say her up there, and hers like this, and hers like that. She said, well, I had to stop that. They used to laugh at me. I said, what do you think they did to Ron down the pit? Just Welsh,
exactly.
You know, so Welsh.
Yeah.
Such a Cornish accent. But not only that, but he learnt to speak actually in Welsh, because the Welsh were a bit like that.
Yeah.
If there was a stranger among them, they'd speak in the Welsh language instead of in English.
Yeah. So he wanted
and
to
he
learn.
Wanted to, he learned, because he wasn't going to be
talking
left
about.
Out.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, I felt like that when I first came to Cornwall.
Did you?
Really? What's your story?
Yes, I felt like that when I first came to Cornwall.
When did you come down?
I came in the 60s, about 64, and I was quite lucky. I was given a job to look after a little boutique when we first came down to Cornwall, and nobody would speak to me. And I had three girls working for me, and they wouldn't speak to me because I was a foreigner from up country, you see. And they spoke Cornish between them.
Mm.
Yeah.
Hang on, they spoke Cornish?
Yes, they spoke, yeah. They
really?
Spoke, yeah, one was a farmer. One of the girls was a farmer. And, yeah, they spoke in broken, I suppose.
Yeah.
Broken Cornish.
Well, they used
but they,
to use words that you
yes,
didn't
yes.
Use,
yeah. Yeah.
Like a dialect.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say.
Because they weren't speaking Cornish.
Well, no, it was a dialect.
But it was like
yes.
a dialect,
yes.
yeah, but it was so
yeah.
broad.
Yeah, but
to
I mean, for all the
so.
Time I was there, they didn't really want to know. They did everything their way. And, I mean, I'd been doing the job for quite a long while, but they didn't want to do it my way.
So how long did it take for that to...
Well, it didn't. It never happened.
No,
really? I was pregnant and left, you know, but, yeah.
And was that in
yeah.
Weybridge, did you say?
That was St Austell.
St Austell?
Yeah.
In a boutique, in, like,
yeah.
a clothes shop?
Yeah.
What was it called? Do you remember?
Honey Boutique. It was in Gross, Sydney Gross. I don't think even the shop's there now.
No,
I don't think
it that is. Was a big shop, Sydney
yeah.
Gross.
Yeah, it was. It was just, it was called the Honey Boutique, and it was all the black and white... fashion, you know, short clipped hair and
Mary Quant.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
You're wearing
yeah.
Mary Quant today, Lynn, I'd say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apart from the cream colours.
Yeah.
The beige bit.
But I mean, I lived in Derby until I was 17. But when I worked in St Austell or Newquay, people knew straight away I'd come from Derby.
Really?
And I mean, I'd left for donkey's years and lived in Cornwall or wherever. But they always knew I'd come from Derby, so even though I thought I'd lost my accent, and yet when I hear my brothers on the phone, I can hardly tell what they're saying.
Because
they're broad Derby.
Ah,
yeah.
Really? Your ears sort of
it sounds
out.
Like old Farmer, you know, old Farmer Brown, my eldest brother. Yeah, I says, well, what, Eric, what? Yeah,
write it down.
Their accents, you never lose it, do you?
No.
Well, my daughter was born in Hertfordshire, and she's married to a Cornish lad, and she sounds more Cornish than he does.
Really? So she's picked it up?
Oh, yeah, straight away.
Stronger. Yeah.
Yeah. You never know she came from Hertfordshire.
Wow.
But Ron, you know he's London, don't you? You can't miss Ron's voice.
Yeah, I think London's
he's
another
never
one that you never
out.
Forget.
No.
He's,
no.
He's never lost it.
Never stop using.
No, my
yeah.
daughter-in-law came down here when she was 4 or 5, but she's still got that.
Yeah.
She,
mm.
yeah. Yeah,
that's
interesting.
But it's not only the accent, it's the actual words that they use
yeah.
different.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, slang. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Slang words. Can I just ask, I said this the other day, and I'm not sure, because my dad's obviously Jeff Bear, he's from Weybridge. But he used to say ferricking. Oh, stop ferricking about in that bag. Has anyone heard that before?
Oh, ferking. We,
oh,
we
ferking.
Used to say ferking. You
well,
stop
no,
ferking
not,
about.
I wouldn't have said it was
ferreting.
Yeah.
Ferreting.
Ferreting.
Ferreting. Ferreting. Oh, ferreting.
That's
so he meant ferreting, not ferricking.
Yeah.
So that's my dad getting it ever so slightly wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, people used to make up their own
first
words.
Ferritin around, ferricin.
Yeah. Ferritin, yeah.
Now, can I... So